podcast of Universal Otterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we turn to the New Testament for a brief look at the book of Acts, as we turn to chapter 17 today with verses 28 through 30 in our practice. For in him we live and move and have our being, as even some of your poets have said, for we too are his offspring. Since therefore we are the offspring of God, we ought not think that the divinity is like an image fashioned from gold, silver, or stone by human art and imagination. God has overlooked the times of ignorance, but now he demands that all people everywhere repent. These last few months, I made a commitment to participate as I was chosen to lead a new retreat at our church called Welcome, where we share the love of our church and the Eucharist by the experiences of being in love with life and God's grace that brought us to where we are today. Yesterday, I shared with our Welcome team a thought on prudence from the book of Acts, chapter 17, verses 28 through 30, when reacting to news you wouldn't think God would ordain. But this mystery is the prudence of something you work out by doing, by living, by understanding goodwill. We can live the Trinity in the Eucharist by acknowledging God the Father, then acknowledging the Son, and finally acknowledging the Spirit. In Him, the Trinity, we live and move and have our being. He is our answer and always will be our answer for any situation, good or bad. Let us trust the Trinity. The Christian doctrine of the Trinity, one God in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is a profound mystery that has captivated theologians and believers alike for centuries. This divine union, though beyond full human comprehension, offers a glimpse into the heart of a God who is relational and present within the fabric of our lives and our very being. The Trinity, transcendent yet immanent, invites us into an internal dance of goodwill, love, and fellowship. The surrender to His salvation through belief in Jesus Christ is the pivotal moment where one's entire being is welcomed into this divine mystery. It is through Jesus, who walked the earth and bore our sins upon the cross, that we are offered reconciliation and eternal life. When we profess our faith in Christ's name, we are not only acknowledging His leadership, but also accepting an invitation to partake in the divine nature of His eternal mystery. At the point of this surrender, the Trinity begins to move and live within us. The Holy Spirit, the Comforter and Guide promised by Christ, takes residence in our hearts and in our souls. Through the Spirit's indwelling, we become the temples of God, experiencing His love, guidance, and transformative power from the inside out. This intimate presence of the Trinity shapes our thoughts, desires, and actions, molding us into the likeness of Jesus. Living with the Trinity inside us means our earthly journey is a foretaste of the eternal life to come. As believers, we carry the hope of heaven, a place where the mystery of the God will be fully known and where life is lived eternally in His presence. This hope is not a distant dream, but a present reality as the love and power of the Trinity operates within us, leading us to live in a way that reflects the values of the kingdom of heaven here and now. The goodwill and love of forgiveness focuses our hearts on truth. In essence, the Trinity's mystery is not merely a doctrine to be understood, but a reality to be experienced. Through the surrender to Christ's salvation, we enter into an everlasting relationship with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, a relationship that transforms us, sustains us, and ultimately brings us home to eternal life with God. Here at Universal Utterings, we call this a Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed journey of embracing His body, blood, soul, and divinity, truly presence in the Eucharist as our daily food, to know His will and focus our lives on helping others in Him. Amen. Join us as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe You died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share You as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live Your will in all things. We pray for my wife, Toni, who's doing a lot better, and we continue to lift her up in prayers. My mother, Betty, who is going to be visiting us this Sunday for Mother's Day with my sister and my brother from New York. And for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, son-in-law Mark Stern, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for, and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. We pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers for our niece Brittany, in Jesus' precious blood by His name, do we pray. Amen. I'm poet, obedience to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from a study of Acts 17. It's verses 28 through 30. We've got a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 stanzas. Got a novena of stanzas for Acts 17, verses 28 through 30. It's titled, Mystery of the Trinity Lives in Us. In faith's embrace, we touch the divine, threefold mystery eternally entwined. Father, Spirit, Son, the Trinity, dance of the Godhead, our holy unity. Within our hearts this truth we hold, a love so vast, so deep, so bold. The Trinity moves, breathes, lives inside. In their sacred dance we are invited to abide. Surrender to salvation, the Son implored, His name Jesus Christ, our shield and our sword. By blood, by cross, by grace so free, He opened heaven's gates for you and for me. The Father's arms outstretched and wide draw us to His heart where love abides. Creation's architect with tender care crafts a place for us beyond compare. The Spirit whispers, gentle and profound, in silent breaths, in roaring sound, guiding, comforting with us to stay, a flame that turns our night to day. In this divine dance we find our part. The Trinity's rhythm beats within our heart. Our being encompasses with every move, a step, a leap, in sacred groove. Believing in the name, the Word made flesh, resurrection's hope, our souls refreshed, life eternal, promised gift to gain, in heaven's realm forever to remain. Here on earth we touch the skies, in heaven's love our spirit flies. The Trinity within, around, and above encircles us with His everlasting love. So let us live with faith aflame in Jesus Christ, the most powerful name, the mystery deep, the love so vast, in Trinity's embraced, our lot is cast. Amen. I'm Thomas Shukrud Williams. It's May 9th, 2024. We're recording this morning at 5:43 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on UniversalUtterings.com. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Toni, I love you so much. Hope you're feeling a lot better today as we continue to grow in Christ's name in the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. We close today at 10:03 in Jesus' name. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. God bless you. In Jesus' name. Amen.